So the orphanage, for me, I would say was a very good experience when I look back on it. The orphanage's principles on being polite and looking after your fellow man and respecting your elders all did me good throughout my working career. I know that, and I only found this out much later on in life, I know that the Edinburgh City Council sent officers from the Children's Welfare Department up to the orphanage to inspect us on a, I'm not sure on what sort of basis it was, whether it was a monthly or a 6 monthly or a 3 monthly basis, but there was a visit done by your social work department in Edinburgh who came to visit us and made reports, and I've seen some of these reports. I have to tell you that I was a well-liked child, I was a well-behaved child, and I just took to the orphanage life and just settled down, and I was happy to make friends, but I was never one to try and upset the system or even run away. Now, I'd like to talk about running away for a wee while because this is a thing that seems to happen quite regularly in large institutes. So if you visualise that a child may arrive at the orphanage due to a parent dying or a drunken father, for whatever reason, they would end up at the orphanage. They might well be a lot older than I arrived as a baby. They would maybe arrive at 6 or 7 years old. When that child arrived, particularly the boys, they would be disruptive, and it was quite an influence on the rest of their house when a new boy arrived. And the first thing he wanted to do was to escape from the orphanage and get back to his parents. A perfectly natural feeling to have, but you know, that would mean running back home to places like Dundee, Glasgow, or Edinburgh, and Aberdeen. And the first thing the child would do when he arrived at the orphanage would be to try and organise a small gang of supporters in his running away escapade. However, I always took the attitude I would not join these groups of people because I knew fine that if I ran away, where was I going to go to? I didn't even know where Edinburgh was, but I now know it was a long way away from Aberlour. And as a 6 or 7 year old child, I would never be able to achieve that. I also knew that out with the orphanage grounds, we were in the middle of the lovely countryside and hills, but they were bleak and cold at night, and you know, you had no protection from the weather. So I understood that quite early on in life, but you know, needless to say, children would arrive at various stages in my orphanage life, and the first thing they wanted to do was to form a gang and run away. And eventually they would run away because, you know, if a child arrives at an institute and is determined to get back to their parents, regardless of how that parent has looked after them or treated them, there's still a loving bond between them and their child. And that is strong, and you can't break that bond. So the child would want to run away. Of course, when they ran away, they did find it was nothing but total darkness out in the hills and the moors, and they would run away, and they would be determined to go as far as they can. But unfortunately, they would end up after a few days coming back to the orphanage. They'd either been rounded up or collected, and they would come back to the orphanage. They'd be cold, they'd be wet, and they might even be in line for a bit of discipline from the warden. Mainly because a child coming in and running away and involving some of the other children meant that it was a disruptive influence on the rest of the children who had been settled and had been quietly getting on with their day-to-day lives. And it could be upsetting for this type of influence to come in. And the difficulty is that for the children who did run away, they would be involved in a sort of misdemeanor and a small sort of crime. And it meant that they were really being punished for no real reason of their own, because they had a settled upbringing in their orphanage. They had been living with their house parents and their other friends in the orphanage, and they'd been quite settled. And it's unfortunate that children coming into the place wanting to run away created such a bad influence on them. But as I said earlier, I realised that running away wasn't for me. There was no interest in me running away anywhere. I had nowhere to go. I didn't know where to go. And eventually it just got to the stage I just settled down in orphanage life. I'd been brought up into the place. I only knew it from a baby. I hadn't had any experience of life with my parents, etc.